Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The title of the experiment as told that long-term impacts of subsurface drainage and tillage on the soil quality. Sustainable production of upland crops on poorly drained soils necessitate the provisions of subsurface drainage. According to an estimate, about 3 million hectare land in Ohio, 40 in United States and 146 million hectare land in the world are in need of some drainage. So this poorly drained soils badly affect the growth of the plants due to reduce in the concentration of oxygen, and also they alter the physical properties of the soils. So significant portion of number of literatures are available on the effects of subsurface drainage treatments on the physical property of the soils. However, limited informations are available regarding the combined effect of tillage and subsurface drainage on the soil properties. So thus the experiments were designed for the objective to quantify the effect of subsurface drainage and tillage on some selected physical properties of the soils, and to understand the processes that affect the soil organic carbon pools on the intensively managed agricultural soils. So towards these objectives, the soil samples were taken from three depths from 14 years old experiments at located at Waterman Farm of the Ohio State University, Columbus. So there were two drainage levels. One is the undrained and the second one is the drainage, and two tillage practices. One is no tillage and the second one is the tillage experiment, conventional tillage you can say. And these soil samplings were done from six samples with the help of stainless steel cores. From six locations within the each treatments, and we designated that it is the bulk soils. For aggregations, we used the bucket type augers to collect from these sites the samples to get the 5 to 8 millimeter aggregates. So aggregate stability wet sieving procedure was used to the aggregate size distributions and stability. So six aggregate fractions were achieved by this, and water stable aggregation was calculated with this equations. So the geometric mean diameter and the mean wet diameters, these were determined and calculated by these equations. Soil organic carbons and nitrogens, these were determined by dry combustion methods, and organic carbon pool was calculated from the organic carbon concentration in milligram per kg by using this equations. So here we can see the impact of tillage and drainage effects on soil organic carbon pool. So the tillage has non-significantly impacted the organic carbon pools. However, this drainage has significant impact on the organic carbon pool at 0 to 10 centimeter depth. Whereas the indirect effect of tillage and drainage was only significant at 0 to 10 and 20 to 30 centimeter depth. So if we critically examine this table, we can say that the more organic carbon pool was observed in no-tillage systems as compared to the conventional tillage systems. And moreover, if we compare this nitrogen pools, organic carbon pools within the undrained and drained treatments, we can say that the more organic carbon pool was observed under undrained sites as compared to the drained sites. So this here we can see the effects of tillage and drainage effects on nitrogen pools. So the tillage has a non-significant impact on Natanya pools, whereas drainage has significantly impacted the Natanya pool only at 0 to 10 cm depth. The interactive effect of tillage and drainage was significant only at the lower depth, that is the 20 to 30 cm depth. So here we can also see that the more Natanya pool was recorded under no-tillage systems as compared to that of the conventional tillage system, and this decreased with increasing the depth of the soils. Here we can see that the tillage and drainage effects on soil bulk density. So tillage has significantly impacted the bulk density of the soils at all the three soil depths, whereas drainage only impacted this parameters at a lower depth, and the interactive effect was also significant at 20 to 30 and 20 to 30 centimeter depth. So here we can see that the lower bulk density was recorded in the no-tillage systems as compared to that of the conventional tillage systems, and more and less bulk density was recorded under drainage systems as compared to the undrained systems. The bulk density decreased with increasing the depth of the soils. Here we can see the effect of tillage and drainage treatments on water stable aggregates. So more water stable aggregates were recorded under the soils of no tillage as compared to the conventional tillage systems. So more was aggregate stability was recorded in drained sites as compared to that of the undrained sites. So this water stable aggregates decreased with increasing the depth of the soil. This slide will show the effect of drainage treatments and tillage on geometric mean diameter. So geometric mean diameter was more in no-tillage system as compared to the conventional tillage systems, and was more under undrained than of the drained sites, and it decreased with increasing the depth of the soil. Here we can see the effect of tillage and drainage treatments on mean weight diameters. So tillage significantly impacted the mean weight diameters at all the three depths, whereas drainage only impacted this parameter only at 10 to 20 centimeter depth, whereas the interactive effect of tillage and drainage was only significant at 0 to 10 centimeter depth. So more mean weight diameter was recorded in the soils under no-tillage systems as compared to that of the conventional tillage systems, and more mean weight diameter was under undrained sites as compared to that of the drained sites. This parameter decreased with the increase in the depth of the soils. This slide will show the impact of tillage and drainage treatments on zero and high energy soil moisture characteristics. So tillage has non-significant effect at zero sections, but significantly impacted at 3 and 6 kilopascal sections, whereas drainage has significant impact. The drainage and tillage interaction was non-significant. So more water retention was recorded under undrained systems than that of the drained sites with tillage, with no tillage system. Here we can see the effect of tillage and drainage treatments on the low energy soil moisture characteristics. So the tillage has significant impact on the water, soil water retentions at 10, 30, 100 and 300 kilopascal, but not significantly impacted at the 1500 kilopascal. The drainage has significant impact, whereas the interactive effect was non-significant. Here we can see the effect of tillage and drainage on plant available water. The tillage has the non-significant effect on plant available water, whereas the drainage has significant effect on the plant available water, the indirect effect of tillage and drainage was non-significant. So no doubt the results were not significant under no-tillage system, but the trend was towards the no-tillage systems. We can see that more water was available to the plants under no-tillage systems than that of the conventional tillage systems. So this graph will show the effect of the relation between the soil organic carbon pools and the plant available waters. So when we increase the organic carbon pools, the plant water available increased. So conclusions, no-tillage systems had significantly impacted the physical properties of the soil. Aggregate stability, mean wave diameter, the geometric mean diameter, aggregate percentage, organic carbon pool, nitrogen pools were significantly greater for no-tillage systems than that of the conventional tillage systems. No-tillage systems resulted lower bulk density and higher total porosity than that of the conventional tillage system, especially under the undrained conditions. No-tillage had significantly higher soil moisture contents and plant available water than conventional tillage, especially under undrained sites.